This may be an even more seismic moment in American politics than Donald Trump's original victory over Hillary Clinton in 2016. As the night began, the strength of his vote was demonstrated in a raft of southern Sunbelt states. But then it became clear that the vice president's path to secure the keys to the White House was evaporating in front of her eyes. Her supporters, gathered at Howard University here in Washington, were told to go home. Donald Trump, addressing jubilant supporters in West Palm Beach, pledged to heal the country. He spoke of creating a new golden age for America. He already knows that he will be governing alongside a Republican-led Senate. He now waits to see whether his party might also retain control of the House of Representatives. If it does, the party will have total control here of the presidency and Congress, with a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court and the power to change America for generations. Among supporters Trump singled out, Elon Musk, tipped for a role in the new government, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the environmentalist and vaccine skeptic who abandoned his third-party quest for the Oval Office and endorsed Trump back in August. The result will lead to recriminations and a bloodbath within the Democratic Party over why Joe Biden did not abandon his re-election bid earlier and give a younger generation of party members a chance to compete with one another for the party's presidential nomination. But it's too late for all that now. The path is set for Donald Trump to walk back into the Oval Office on January the 20th and take America down a deeply unpredictable, possibly authoritarian path.